Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bangers, and I'm a Baddie Production. I am Brooklyn, and I'm taking this episode solo, so I am sorry for all the little reebers out there, but you are stuck with me. No, for real, I am sincerely apologetic for our inactivity. We have really been dropping the ball for you guys, and I'm so sorry. It's just been hard to coordinate with Larry and I being in different cities and having work and school. It's just been hard, but we have the material ready. We have the lineup of the albums and the artists that we want to discuss. It's just we don't have the time to record the material. So I decided that since we have really been just dropping the ball hard, that I was going to take this episode solo and I was going to discuss with you guys some of my favorite songs and my favorite artists, what I like to do when listening to this music, and kind of like why I love it. And fair warning, a lot of these songs are country, so if you like country, this is the episode for you. But for real, let's just go and get this over with. Here we go. So my favorite, I'm starting out with a bang. My favorite all-time country song is Dixieland Delight by Alabama. Now, I love this song. Every single minute of the song, every single millisecond, I love this song so much. And I can't tell you exactly why. I just feel like it touches my heart. Every time I hear it, I will never skip it. I will criticize anyone that tries to skip this song, because it is absolutely incredible. Alabama as a band, it reminds me of my dad, because I grew up listening to Alabama, so I think that's kind of partially why I love it. I grew up listening to them, and I just remember taking road trips with my family, and we'd always just be screaming in the back, Song of the South. And my older brothers would just be like, sweet potato pie, and shut my mouth. And they'd just be yelling that, just that phrase. It wasn't like, that's the only part of the song they actually knew. But man, just brings back really good memories. And Dixieland Delight, it has a lot of just actual country vibes in it, I guess, if you guys know what I mean. It just, Alabama's so good, and I actually had a boss once that went to an Alabama concert, and he said that they didn't play with any, like, electronics. They didn't have any background music. They literally grabbed a fiddle, an acoustic guitar, and went ham. And I respect Alabama, and also their song Gone Country, not Gone Country, that's Alan Jackson. I don't know why I keep doing that. Born Country, they talk about how much they love America, so I love them even more for that, because I love America, and I also love Toby Keith for that. So shout out to the Patriots out there. My number two song that I'm bringing up to y'all is my fishing song. I listen to this song every time I go fishing without fail. It's my go-to, and it's funny because it's not even like, it doesn't have any correlation with fishing, really. It talks about fishing a little bit in the song. I don't know why it's my fishing song. It just is. But it's That's How Country Boys Roll by Billy Currington. And I love Billy Currington. I went through this like Billy Currington like shrine phase. I loved him so much. But this song just, it talks about fishing, and it like talks about like spinning their reels, and I think like stopping by a fishing hole after work or something like that. But that's an awesome song to go fishing to. So listen to her. So this summer, I kind of like, each summer I have a song where that's my like summer song. Last summer it was Sit Next to Me by Foster the People. And this summer it's Summertime Blues by Alan Jackson. And I know what you're thinking, like, Brooklyn, you're in depression. No, I'm not. Summertime Blues is actually such a cute song. It's, and Alan Jackson's a goat, so whatever. Summertime Blues is pretty much about this kid in high school that works all summer, and he's just trying to go out with this girl and have a good time this summer, but he can't because he's either working or his parents aren't letting him do what he wants to do. So he's just like, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. And I feel like a lot of people just overrate the summertime. Like, the summertime's great. Like, the 4th of July is my favorite holiday, so, like, that's a plus. But, like, the summertime's low-key ass. And I, you know, I'm breaking the stigma right now. Like, the summertime is kind of an ass time. But I don't know, you know, if you disagree with me, So be it. I respect you. But yes. Next song is Lonely by Noah Cyrus. I decided to incorporate this song because this is a recent like for me. Like, this is a song that I've recently been, like, grooving to. Noah Cyrus has dropped an album. I don't know what it's called. It's either Holy or One. That's what it's called. I might have to fact check myself. But yeah, do not take my word on that. But Lonely is such a beautiful song. And I mean, like, I feel like everyone's been lonely at one point in their life. And they have felt what she's singing about. But she's pretty much just saying, like, when you're lonely, you just seem like you're just going through each day. And it's just, like, no matter how hard you try to, like, get out of that, like, I don't know, like, that feeling of just being by yourself. It kind of just, one day turns into a week. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, the same day is on repeat. And she kind of just sings about that. And she's just like, I just want to feel like I'm not doing the same thing every day. And I just want to feel like I'm not alone. And I think that it's probably the best for us to try to reach out to people and make sure that they're doing well. And trying to make them feel as, I don't know, like, not comforted, but like they're not alone, you know? I don't know. It's just kind of eye-opener of how some people are feeling. And I also appreciate her because she's vulnerable with her music. And that's so hard as an artist. And I write poetry and I write songs, so I get it. It's hard to release that even to your friends because, you know, there's some things you talk to your friends about, but there's other things you don't. And music and poetry and, like, actually putting your heart on a page, it's hard. It's hard to release that, and it's hard to be like, here, have, like, literally what I'm feeling and every single emotion that I've ever felt for 10 years, like, here, have it. And I don't know, I respect her for that as an artist. And yeah, the next song is Just Another Girl by The Killers. The Killers are my favorite band ever. If you haven't heard of them, you're missing out. I actually went to one of their concerts 2 winters ago, and or it was 3 winters ago, I forget, but I got a VIP ticket, and they are amazing. They are amazing, guys. But Just Another Girl, it's also my favorite music video of all time. I don't think it's necessarily my favorite Killer song, but it is my favorite music video. And let me give you the rundown. I don't know if you can follow this because if you haven't watched other Killer music videos, then it's going to be kind of confusing. But pretty much, they're weird. They're a weird band. And in a lot of their music videos, they dress up in costumes. And in this music video, there's this girl that kind of takes the place of the main singer, the lead singer, Brandon Flowers, and she dresses up in all the costumes that they dressed up in their previous music videos for their other songs. And she pretty much is singing in all these costumes, but she's singing this song. And I love it because it's kind of just like, it's just showing that this girl was the inspiration for all these other songs. And Just Another Girl, that song's about pretty much his friends just telling him, like, dude, get over this girl. She's just another girl. There's, like, millions of girls out there. There's all these fish in the sea. Why are you hung up on this one girl? And he's just like, because I have written all these songs about her. You guys don't understand that I've written all these songs about her and that she's the inspiration for all of our music. And everyone can tell me that she's just another girl, but she's not to me. And I love that song. Another song that I love is An American Beauty. This is by Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. This is more of a folky indie song, so if you're into that kind of genre, that's the song for you. Anything about America, obviously, already love it. And this song's just pretty much about American beauties. Just about the girls that you can see the Grand Canyon in their eyes, man. But it's just a beautiful song, and I honestly wish that someday someone will dedicate that song to me, but it's probably not gonna happen. Next is Clear Blue Sky by George Strait. It was hard for me to choose Amarillo by Morning or Clear Blue Sky because they are almost dead tie for my favorite George Strait song, but those two are just, like, Amarillo by Morning is just an OG country song. Like, I just feel like it is a staple to country music. It's just beautiful. I love Amarillo by Morning. And I know it's just like a generic, like, basic bitch country George Strait song, but I love it. Clear Blue Sky is just what everyone wants out of a relationship, about someone just walking through the front door and just being like, hey, I love you. You know, like, not having to work for a relationship or, like, you know, seeking out someone. It's just someone just walking into your life and being like, hey, what's up? I'm perfect for you. So I love Clear Blue Sky. That's just a world we all want to live in, but sadly it's not the reality. Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap is my next one. And I love Ronnie Millsap. There are a few artists that I grew up listening to, and I remember I'd sit down on my downstairs dial-up computer, and we had a bunch of artists that we had every single album to. I mean, like, not a bunch, but, like, several, like, maybe, like, 10. And Ronnie Millsap was one of them, and I remember sitting down at the computer, and I loved singing when I was a little girl, and I still love singing, and it's one of my favorite things to do, writing songs and stuff, but I remember I would just sit down there with, like, headphones on, and I'd be jamming out to Smoky Mountain Rain, and I'd always sing the girl's part in it, and I'd just sing with Ronnie, dude, and Ronnie's blind. I did not know that, but yeah, I did not know that. That's just something that popped in my head, but yeah. Love Ronnie Millsap, talented guy, has a bunch of other bangers, really go listen to him, he's nostalgic for me. Roller Coaster by Justin Bieber, this is a song that brings me back to Lurie. I just love Lurie, so it was the summer of 2015, we were like 16, Lurie and I, and we would, or it was 17, but Lurie and I would always, like, listen to Roller Coaster as we were rolling down to get burritos every single day, and I cannot tell you how we afforded burritos and teas every day, but we did somehow. They're, like, $8. I don't know how we were just laying that cash down. We did not have a job or gas money. I don't even know, but this was one of the songs that brought me back to the summer of 2015, one of the best summers of my life. Shout out to you, Lurie. I love you. But man, Roller Coaster by Justin Bieber, that slaps. Next song is Dat Nu Nu by Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi's my favorite rapper. I love Kid Cudi and I have so much respect for him. Like, I feel like he's one of the most, shadowed rappers. He's not really, like, a rapper, I guess, and I think that's why I like him. I don't really know if I like rap that much. I do like some rap songs, but it's not really my genre of choice. If it's yours, respect, once again. They are talented. But Kid Cudi, Dat Nu Nu, this one is probably, like, the song that kind of got me hooked on Kid Cudi, and so it really, like, just hits home with that, and it's pretty much just a cocky song, and I feel like everyone has a cocky side, and so, like, when I get to my, like, hell yeah, like, I'm feeling myself kind of, like, mood, I always play this song, because, like, the chorus is, like, you can look all over, but nope, you'll never find hot shit like mine, it'll blow your mind, and it's just, it's such a vibe, I love that song, but, also, Kid Cudi, like, I just love him. Like, I love everything about him. If you don't follow him on Twitter, just go give him a look-see. Like, he retweets, like, his fans, like, normal people, like you and I. He retweets their tweets about him. And he's always like, hey, thanks, bro. Like, I love it. He's awesome. Shania Twain, I had to add her in there because she's my favorite female artist. And I grew up listening to her. Like, I swear I listened to her in the womb, man. She is my queen. I hope to be like Shania one day, but my favorite song by her is There Life After Love, and that's on her Any Man of Mine album. I can't really tell you why I really like this song, like, because I love all of her songs, and I know all of her songs, but this one, like, I don't know. I know that a lot of people have been through breakups or, like, heartbreaks that, like, you are just, like, is there life after love? Like, how am I gonna get over this person after I, like, gave them a part of me? You know what I mean? Like, we've all been there, and I feel like this song is just, like, so relatable, but it also gives you hope, because she's just like, you know, I don't know if there's life after love, but I know that there's angels in heaven and there's a God up above, and it kind of just, like, resonates with me a little bit, because I'm just like, yeah, like, I'll be okay in the end, and I know that everyone else will be okay in the end, but yeah, Shania, queen. All right, so my last song is Look Away by Chicago. Once again, this is, like, an old, like, classic rock band. It's, like, 70s. It's actually, like, I don't even know what kind of genre it is. It's not, like, rock, like, rock and roll. It's kind of, like, I don't even know what kind of genre that is. But it's beautiful. This song is a song that I almost cry to every time I listen to it, because it reminds me of my dad and my mom and their relationship, but it also reminds me of, like, previous relationships I've had with friends or even with, like, lovers, whatever, and it just kind of, like, brings me back down to, like, why we love people to begin with. And this song is, like, really sad. It's pretty much just, like, talking about how if you see me walking down the street, meaning if someone that you have loved sees you walking down the street and tears are in my eyes, look away. And it's kind of just like, yeah, that's sad as fuck, but it's also just like, I love you and I want you to be happy. I don't want you to be worrying about me and my happiness, because you're worth more than that. And what is love without, I don't know, you just know that you have loved someone if you want them to be happy even when you are not happy. And that is where we end this solo episode, guys. I hope that you liked this episode. I kind of just did it on a whim. Kind of looked through all my Spotify playlists and was just like, yeah, I love that song. Or I had a few of them that I already established, obviously, like my fishing one and my summertime one. And my country favorites and my Kid Cudi. Okay, so a lot of these were already established, but I did have some help from Spotify, and I will admit, okay, I cheated a little bit. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will try, I don't know if it's, I'm able to put these in, like, a little, like, description of the episode. I'll try to put a list of all these songs in there so you guys know what's up and you guys can look at them and be like, oh, Brooklyn said that was one of, that was a good song for that. Yeah, so you guys can go look them up. And I've had a fun time, guys. I hope that we get some episodes up, because man, we have really been dropping the ball. But yeah, all right guys, so yeah, we'll see ya hopefully next episode. Lariber will come up here and share her songs with ya. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for listening to The Bangers, and I'm a Patty production.
Damson, how long is that?